Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report for the 19th of April. And this is an interesting day. The 19th of April, of course, you remember Columbine and the birth date of Adolf Hitler. It's a day of infamy. And people need to understand there's some very negative things and also some positive plans that could be implemented. To talk about that, we have Harley Schlanger back after a couple of weeks' hiatus. Harley, I have your information. It was sent by your office in Houston. Let's start at the top.
Well, we just had a conference in New York City, a two-day conference on the United States joining the New Silk Road. There's an international conference the beginning of May in China, and already 28 heads of state have agreed to attend. Of course, President Trump had what he described as a very successful meeting with President Xi Jinping of China, and Trump is coordinating with the Chinese to have a response which would not be a nuclear response, not a nuclear war against North Korea, but a way to calm the situation down. But the best thing that could happen would be for the United States to send a high-level delegation to that international conference and participate with China in breaking the control of the existing financial system. This is what President Trump ran for election as a campaign promise. And when he started in that direction, we saw the reaction. The financial elites went completely berserk, tried to destroy his administration, threw him off track on this whole Syrian question. And now the issue is, can he regain his footing? Can he maintain the support of his base? And to do that, he's got to go back again to attacking this establishment and providing an alternative, which would include a jobs program, Glass-Steagall, and also working with Russia and China against the globalists. So I think it's very clear why he was targeted that way and why he briefly fell into a British trap. I think there's no way around it other than say that the attack on Syria was a serious misstep. Hopefully he can recover from it.
Yeah, I agree, too. I think the move in Afghanistan, delegating to General Nicholson, was a good move. The moves that he's doing in negotiating with China and with showing some military muscle to North Korea, I think, are good moves as well. I think he's going to be proved to be embarrassingly incorrect in terms of assigning Bashar al-Assad as using sarin nerve gas, and the lies that were put forward by the United Nations representative and the various generals trying to say that that he's a monster, he's doing all these things, when they're just swapping up the last things right before the peace treaty that will bring some peace to the area of Syria, which is good for everybody, including the Israelis and Saudis. It's bizarre that they would make this misstep. But again, I think
I think it's totally understandable, given that on the one side, from the minute Trump won the election, he's been under a barrage.
Right. And by the way, we're off by one day on the Hitler's birthday in Columbine.
It's the 20th.
The 20th. Yeah. But the fact is, the 19th was a day when a lot of things start to happen. Let's put it that way. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the day when a lot of these things could get really rocking and rolling.
But to go back to this question of what happened with Syria, there's been a very serious effort by the neocons from the outside to undermine Trump, and then a group working with them on the inside. Now, I'm not exactly sure who on the inside is doing this. Roger Stone has identified Jared Kushner. I don't know that Kushner himself has enough influence and power. He has influence with Trump. But clearly there are some people in the security staff, including some holdovers in the CIA and others, who on the one side were leaking and trying to get Trump thrown out, and then on the other side they were cheering on the attack on Syria.
Right.
So hopefully Trump has regained his balance. I know there was a very significant reaction from the people who supported him to his decision to do what Hillary Clinton said she was going to do, which is attack Assad.
She mentioned that just hours before at a women's conference. She measured literally hours before the attack actually physically happened.
Yeah, and it's clear that this is what she wanted to do. And for Donald Trump, who ran a very effective campaign basically saying he would never do what Hillary Clinton is going to do, to then turn around and do it. shook up a lot of people. And I think there's still a fight inside the administration as to where it's going to go. What I've been saying, Bill, is that this is why your program, similar programs, are so important, because the American people have to stay mobilized in an anti-globalist perspective, talking it up, talking up this idea of breaking the post-World War II consensus of an Anglo-American empire,
right,
and instead go with the impulse of Brexit, the Trump election, work with the Russians, work with the Chinese. As Trump himself has said, it doesn't mean we love everything the Chinese and Russians are doing, but it means that we have a national interest. We pursue our national interest and recognize that other nations have national interests, and where they don't conflict, we can work with them, cooperate with them. Why is that such a radical concept for the people who have held power for the last half a dozen administrations?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like the issue with North Korea. North Korea is actually very solvable. 85% of their food and all their fuel that comes in, including cooking oil, comes through China. China turning away this shipment of coal is a major step. It means, basically, if North Korea wants to literally exist, they have to cooperate with China, or China can just pull their plug. It's like pulling the plug of a toaster or a washing machine. It isn't going to operate without power from China and material.
Well,
means negotiations rather than military bluster, because we don't have the missile defenses against thousands, tens of thousands of tube rockets aimed at Seoul, South Korea. And even if we had a missile system like that, which is leaky, we can't guarantee that South Korea can't be nuked from short-range missiles. So I think you're right that the current moves with Xi Jinping and cutting off supplies to North Korea is the way to go, rather than other things. Although I do think the Americans are putting in Stuxnet-type viruses. That's why they're blowing up on the scene, or space-based weapons to blow up a missile as it launches. But I don't think there's going to be a military attack or a Delta Force go in there trying to kill Kim Jong-un. I do think that China is now up against it. If they don't cut off North Korea, the trade deal they're going to get is going to kill China and their economy.
Well, you have former Defense Secretary William Perry, former Bush senior operative Donald Gregg, both of whom made the same point, which is that North Korea actually came to the bargaining table at the end of the Clinton administration, when the United States had put sanctions on them and had essentially said, if you want to talk to us, we'll talk. If you really want a nuclear power reactor, we'll help you build one. You don't need to have plutonium. And the North Koreans actually made a move in that direction. But when Bush Jr. came in, immediately Cheney scuttled that. And then after the Iraq War, the North Koreans basically said, these guys are crazy. We need nuclear weapons to protect ourselves. And, you know, if you look at it, look, North Korea is a screwed up place. It's a communist dictatorship.
It's a very myopic place. It doesn't have, in a sense, good contact with reality.
Or with the outside world. But
right,
one of the things they do know is that they've looked at what the United States did to Iraq, what we did to Libya. In both of those cases, while you could argue that Saddam and Gaddafi were dictators, they were cooperating with us. They were doing what they thought we wanted them to do. They took down their nuclear programs, and then what did we do? We went in and destroyed their countries. So from that standpoint, you could say that Kim Jong-un, on one level, is at least sane by saying, boy, with the way the United States plays ball in the world, if we get rid of our nuclear weapons, we're going to be attacked. So
yeah, they see it almost as their last defense, don't they?
Yeah. Now, on the other side, and I think this is interesting, Tillerson and others have left the door open to talk to them. And there are even reports, and I can't confirm this yet, but there are reports that envoys are meeting with the North Koreans in different parts of the world to cool things out and to say, look, we don't want a war, we don't want you to attack South Korea, and we don't want to obliterate you. So let's talk. Now, this is what Trump was attacked for when he said he wanted to talk with Putin. And
right,
I think if we end up with nuclear war or World War III that stops somehow short of nuclear but ends up with tens of millions of casualties, you have to blame liberal Democrats the neoconservatives, and the corrupt, lying media of the United States, because they assaulted Donald Trump over a simple strategic comment that he wants to work with Putin. He wants to talk to the Russians.
Right.
We have common interests in fighting terrorism. Now, only in a crazy country that had Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush as so-called leaders.
Which are Soros operatives, basically. Soros and British operatives,
but only,
right?
Yeah, only in that kind of crazy situation would you have people saying that, that Trump is wrong to talk to the Russians. Now, you just said the right word there, the British. LaRouche has been emphasizing, and what our messages to the Trump administration have been, is we're not so worried about Jared Kushner. We're worried about GCHQ,
right.
MI6, MI5. And, Bill, there was a fascinating report that came out in the second largest German weekly magazine today called Focus, which said that Merkel, twice in 2015, went to visit Cameron when he was prime minister in Britain and met with Cameron, the head of MI5, MI6, and GCHQ, and shared terrorist assessments. The British shared them with Merkel, and Merkel gave them reports on Ukraine and Crimea and so on. But she didn't talk to German intelligence. And the German intelligence community is apparently completely enraged, because here you have Merkel, who is being spied on by GCHQ. They didn't need her to come and tell them stuff. They already knew this stuff. But this is the way the British work, and they're trying to do the same thing to Trump. And the Russians called them on it at the United Nations. I don't know if you saw this exchange, but Ryecroft, the British ambassador at the UN, said that Russia's responsible for the chemical weapons deaths in Syria, and Russians are barbarians, and their client Assad is a barbarian. And the Russian acting ambassador just lit into him and said, your worst nightmare is that the United States will work with Russia, isn't it? This
right.
is what you're afraid of.
Right.
You're obsessed with regime change in Syria. You haven't lifted a finger to help the Syrian people. Instead, you funded the White Helmets, who have been putting out lies about what happened with the so-called chemical weapons.
Right.
And then when Ryecroft, the British ambassador, looked away from him, the Russian said, you can't even look at me, can you? Look at me. I'm talking to you.
Right.
So this was something that was quite exciting to see someone take on the British that way.
Right. Well, they need to be taken on, because they still, through the projection of the United Nations and their intel agencies, which is like Five Eyes, which is the ones that were snooping on Trump, Five Eyes, and it all came out saying they had some justification for Five Eyes to do this. So people need to grasp this is not a conspiracy theory. You know, I always get a kick out of the people that don't read, don't check the media. In fact, this is all in public media. You don't have to kind of hypothesize or say
it's even in the New York Times.
Right, it's all over the place. It's ridiculous.
The London Guardian, the London Times, they're all reporting these things.
Right.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. It's so interesting to see the effort of the British in the past to cover their tracks. Now they're not covering their tracks. They're openly stating what their intention is.
Wow.
Now, I thought one of the more beautiful things was when Trump met with Merkel, and he said to her, well, we have something in common, referring to the fact that they're both being spied on by the NSA.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the
Merkel
NSA...
Merkel was a little bit put off by that.
Well, the NSA, I found this out from actually taking care of NSA agents. 90% of what they do is industrial and geopolitical espionage. They're just espionaging each other, so there's a constant pipeline information, and much of this goes right to the state of it's a real hell, Israel. Israel and the British and the Saudis are all interconnected, aren't they? And they're, this pipeline
and
information, it's also, by the way, transfers technology. Most people don't realize that the technology that got to AQ Khan in Pakistan, which later got transferred to the North Koreans, was by this same group of individuals, including Israel, the CIA, etc. They made sure the technology was transferred. They wanted to have a boogeyman, and they built him.
And this is a very significant part of what controls politics in the United States. The British in particular, but through as well the Saudi and the Israeli connections. I mean, everyone knows, people sometimes just throw around the term Jewish lobby, And, you know, it plays in sometimes to anti-Semitism.
No.
But the so-called Israel lobby is really not good for Jews.
No, it's not.
It's
in fact,
geopolitical...
It actually stigmatizes them and puts them in physical danger in Israel. And my friend Barry Chalmers is Jewish, says this and put it in the journal, and they try to kill him three times for saying the truth.
Well, Rabin was saying this before he was killed. Shimon Peres was saying this. Chaim Herzog was saying this. Chaim Weizmann, one of the founding fathers of Israel, said the same thing. Nachum Goldman, who for years was the head of the World Zionist Organization, said that the assertion of power of Israel as a Jewish state is harmful to the lives of Jews because it defines Jews as a race and a nation apart from the rest of the world. And, of course, the extreme Zionists of the Netanyahu type basically treat the Bible as though it's a real estate contract from God. And, you know, they're just following
ridiculous.
The...
Yeah. That's why the majority of Christians in Israel are Arab Christians, and they even don't even treat the Jews like the Falasha Jews as equivalent to other Jews. So this really is a heck of a mess. And what they're doing with their foreign policy by Bibi Netanyahu and Lieberman, actually as CFR members, is they're putting Israel in grave danger, and they're in grave danger of what's called the Samson option. So once they actually cause enough balkanization and enough growth of ISIS, which, by the way, Israel's involved with training and supporting and even taking care of their ISIS fighters when they get hurt, this is suicidally stupid behavior.
It'll turn against them. It will turn against them in the same way ISIS turned against the United States or Al-Qaeda turned against the United States. You know, Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, when he met with Tillerson, said, I don't know if you realize this. Maybe you haven't thought it through. But for you to bomb Assad, at the same point you're talking about the U.S. fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, you send the wrong signal. Al-Qaeda and ISIS cheered what you did, but more importantly, they realized they can manipulate the United States. Because here's the issue. There's no evidence that Assad has any chemical weapons. Yeah. There is evidence in the hands of the United Nations and the U.S. military that Al-Qaeda and ISIS not only have them, but have used them. The idea that Assad would be so stupid as to take a situation where he's winning, including having Tillerson say regime change is no longer the option, that he would then shoot off chemical weapons against his own people, makes no sense whatsoever. The problem is that the rush to judgment was something that was imposed on Trump through Ivanka, at least according to Eric Trump, that Ivanka showing her the pictures of the children. Well, maybe she should show Trump some pictures of children in Yemen who are being destroyed and murdered by the Saudis with U.S. support. Maybe he should see pictures of Iraqi children who are being killed in Mosul.
Well, how many of our allies, actually 18 of our allied troops fighting ISIS, supposedly, again, we were on both sides of this, were killed by these bombs, and the missiles were knocked off course. He tries to say they all hit the target. No, they didn't. Only 23 did, because they were knocked by the Russian anti-missile system.
Well,
and America knew that this was a weapons depot, so when they hit it, Russia probably felt like, hey, we're probably been double-crossed. That American intel got through to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and they put organophosphates and chlorine there. They didn't have sarin, and when they do soil and sampling of the people, the toxicological dead, they're going to find out that there's no sarin nerve gas and that Assad didn't drop chemical bombs on these
people. Yeah, but here's the problem. The UN Chemical Weapons Agency is not planning on doing an on-site inspection, which was pointed out at the UN by the Russians today.
Why?
You know, Dr. Bill, Russians also told... Because they're operating on a globalist framework.
That's
the Russians
ridiculous.
Told the U.S. The Russians told the U.S. that the Syrians were going to hit that site.
That's
because
why
they were working together.
I don't understand why Trump was either shielded from the information or knowing that he did this. I don't know. I don't understand it.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Couple of announcements. The first one is that the White Hats, were apparently at the United Nations meeting this morning, said they're going to supply the soil samples, so they're not going to do it on site. These White Hats are obviously part of the false intel agencies that are tied in, including another NGO that's never visited the Middle East, giving the information that went back to Trump. Obviously, H.R. McMaster and others in the government and deep state obviously persuaded him to do something stupid like this. There's no follow-up second or third or fourth move by Trump. If supposedly another chemical attack occurs, Trump has no moves left. In fact, the attack on El Zor last week, which basically the media completely ignored, meant that the deconfliction phone line with the Russians was wide open, and they made sure they didn't shoot down the American jet. So when I hear this morning from the United Nations, what do you think about it? It's like, are they, you know, the Russians, I'm sure, made major conflicts saying, hey, these White Hats, pretending to handle people with sarin nerve gas, you're dead in the water. I'm a toxicologist. I can tell you, you cannot touch someone with an open hand that's been sprayed with sarin. You're dead. This is ridiculous.
Well, the two sources that claim they had evidence that Assad did it, one is called the White Helmets. Now, this is not to be confused with the Blue Helmets, which is actually a UN aid organization.
Right.
Or Doctors Without Borders or groups like that. White Helmets is largely funded by the British Ministry of Defense and groups like George Soros. They are spokespeople for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They have been heavily infiltrated by ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is well known in Europe. The Russians know it. The Americans don't know it, or they, at least the people advising Trump on it, don't know it.
They pretend to not know it.
You know, the second group is called the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This is one person who is an anti-Assad figure who also is extremely well-funded, has a PR operation outside of London, and he's the other source. He was the one, for example, who said that the Syrian army was butchering civilians in Aleppo, which when journalists were let in, and you know, we haven't heard much about this, have we? Journalists went in and found out that the people of Aleppo welcomed Assad with open arms, that the Christian churches had Christmas services for the first time in December in 5 years since the al-Nusra Front basically took over Aleppo.
Right.
So the sources of intelligence that we have in America come from these British Soros regime change groupings who are part of the whole globalist operation designed to keep the United States in permanent warfare against Russia, against China, to overflow Europe with refugees from these wars, to create tension between Turkey and Europe. And what's starting to happen, you know, you see the upcoming election in France. This is a mess. It's been turned into a mess, but underneath the mess, France, Italy, Germany, you have growing recognition that Trump may not be as bad as they thought he was. That what they're starting to see is that Trump is making some sense when he says we have to disengage the United States military from around the world. There's the Normandy group, which is the four countries that oversee the Ukraine situation, had a meeting yesterday. And they agreed that the Ukraine government in Kiev is the cause of the problems right now. Then what happens? Right after that meeting, Poroshenko, the Ukrainian president, goes to London to give a talk at IISS, the International Institute of Strategic Studies, which is one of the British think tanks that concocted the whole Iraq war. So, and by the way, this guy Ryecroft, who's the British ambassador to the UN, he was the aide to Tony Blair, who worked with the GCHQ and MI6 to come up with the original document saying that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. So you've got a bunch of lying psychopaths who had access through people in the Trump administration to Donald Trump. That's right. The security danger.
Yeah, that's what's so dangerous about this, is that he got snookered into this. And he obviously had enough sense to realize, I better not take the next step because I don't have a third or fourth move. And he had enough sense to realize, I'm being manipulated here. And of course, luckily, he did do the right thing in Afghanistan and North Korea. But we're going to see a correction happen here in the next few months, I believe. And I think the Russians will force an on-site eval. I can't see the Russians.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and Harley, let's continue the analysis that we have today of these major issues, because I think people need to start understanding that we're on the precipice of either very good times or very bad times. The cooperation with China can pull the plug on North Korea. The Taliban and the ISIS people are on the run. If we collaborate with the Russians, we'll not only deal with the Russians' Chechen problem, but our ISIS problem, which, by the way, we've created and fought and supported. That's why they call it, if you actually search with a search engine, McCain's army, you'll find that ISIS comes up. And the Israelis, schizophrenically, don't have 100% support, and even the Mossad, thinking that Netanyahu's nuts to support ISIS and actually treat them in Israeli hospitals. So this is a very bizarre situation that puts everybody in danger. of things completely going haywire. And I think Trump could clear the deck if he gets good intel. Unfortunately, in Syria, he didn't. I'm hoping the Russians will push for an on-site eval that'll clear the air and not try to, in the future, leave it on the table to do a regime change with Bashar al-Assad. Because the vacuum will mean the people that will move into Damascus will be ISIS and terrorists. It'll put the state of Israel in grave danger, and the entire Middle East will be considerably more dangerous in the long run than even North Korea in reproducing a world war. So people need to start understanding that we can't do this kind of thing. We got to stop doing regime change. What we did before never worked. It caused a catastrophe. And in fact, the change in Assad's regime right beside Israel, 10 miles from the northeast Israeli border, is the city of Damascus. So this is a suicidally stupid move to do regime change with Assad.
Well, getting to the truth and getting the facts out will be useful. But there's a problem, which is that there are people who will say, well, you're just an Assad apologist. You're defending a butcher. You're defending Putin, who's a murderer. You know, you have to go to the source.
In a corner of law, though, got toxicology.
Well, let me just finish the point, because you're right. You can have a toxicologist go in there, but the media is going to say, well, they had their own evidence, and they'll go on and on. Here's what has to be done, and this is what LaRouche is saying. And you can pick it up on LaRouche Pack, his recent comments, LaRouchePack.com. He said, you've got to go after the British as liars and warmongers who are trying to destroy this country. He said, Trump has to go on the offensive, and someone in the Trump administration, it'd be better if Trump did it, went after the British for their role in this, their role in trying to destroy his administration and their role in the lying around the Syria situation and their attempts to provoke a confrontation. Now, the China question, and this is, there are two things actually that will go a long way towards solving this. One is if Trump gets together with Putin sooner rather than later. And this is Mr. LaRouche's first bit of advice. Go meet with Putin now. You don't need months to prepare for it. Meet him as soon as possible.
Right.
He did the right thing to meet with Xi. Now, secondly, on China, it's not just North Korea. Xi brought a whole package of proposals that include things we've talked about before on this program. The Chinese cooperating with the United States on steel imports, that the Chinese start cutting back their steel imports so we can revive our steel industry, that the Chinese start taking more U.S. products, that the Chinese offer to the United States to participate financially using U.S. treasuries as the capital for this to invest in U.S. infrastructure. And then fourth, that the United States become a partner with the One Belt, One Road, the New Silk Road policy of China. All these things were laid out on the table. This is what Trump was responding to when he said, look, we had really good talks. There was a lot that we discussed. And he dropped the whole thing on currency manipulation. He said, we can take these other things up later, but we've got to start cooperating somewhere. If we start on North Korea, that opens the door to a whole lot of cooperation. So if Trump wants to use the Russians and the Chinese as a way to break the power of the globalist elite that he ran against, including the Bush family, including the Clinton networks, that is the way to do it. He could then bring whoever gets elected in France, assuming that they do elect someone, that he can bring them, he can bring the Germans, he can bring the Italians in. And then you sit down with the Israelis and the Saudis and say, do you want to be enemies of the world or do you want to join the civilized world? Because if you have Russia, China, the United States, and the bulk of Europe in on this, it will work. But to do it, you have to move ahead with the Russia-China flank, and you also have to denounce the British as the instigators, not the people of England, not even Theresa May. She's in a pretty ridiculous situation, you know, with these snap elections. These are the kinds of things that can backfire. But it's the City of London. Now, we haven't even brought this up yet, but I've seen in the last 4 days articles all over the European press about what happens now with the quantitative easing policy, the interest rate policy. They're now saying Yellen is going to back off of the next interest rate hike in the United States. Why? Because we have no physical economy. Trump is trying to do something on it, but he's got to do a lot more to deal with the derivatives problem, the debt problem. And this is going to blow up. It already sabotaged what they tried to do at the G7 summit, where they tried to ignore the economy to come up with some big ultimatum to Russia. And the Germans, the French, the Japanese, and ultimately the United States wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go with the British policy. And the thing they're trying to figure out now is, what do you do about the economy? So I think Trump can address the economy and the strategic situation as one package. But to do it, he's got to listen to what LaRouche is saying, meet with Putin, continue the discussions with Xi Jinping, and stop listening to people in your administration who are getting their intelligence from the Brits.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's obviously, both these organizations that are feeding the false intelligence about Assad are British-based. And Soros.
Yeah, yeah. And Soros, absolutely. And, you know, there's stories that Kushner had big loans from Soros, that Trump himself was bailed out from Soros. Well, Trump's enough of a businessman that if he's in trouble and someone gives him a line of credit, he'll take it. That doesn't mean he's going to go along with that guy. And in the case of Soros, he knows Soros is a scumbag. He's not going to go along with Soros. So, you know, the administration has to clean itself up, get out of the real swamp in Washington is this globalist corporate swamp, which is a City of London, Wall Street controlled operation. And that's what Trump ran against. That's what American voters responded to. And that's what's necessary if we're going to move out of a geometry which goes back to the Obama geometry of war with Russia and China.
Right. Where do you think this is going to go between now and the summertime? I expect a meeting with Putin because the back channel was open when they hit Elnor, Syria last week. I expect their de-escalation is going to be, they're going to take it off the table, the idea of Assad regime change, because the peace is now, they're rebuilding Aleppo. You can see the construction on videos I've seen even on BBC News. I think that China's moves are going to choke off North Korea, and you're not going to see material, including other things going through China. And it's my suspicion that the Stuxnet type of viruses and other material that caused these missiles to blow up on the missile silo launch pads are material that both China and America allowed to get through to Kim Jong-un and his missile people, so that they would be embarrassed and not be able to have a nuclear program. It's my feeling that by the summer, Trump will have gotten the health care bill through, his tax bill through, and be moving quickly on getting the wall started in construction. So I don't think that Trump is going to lose sight, and I don't think he's becoming a neocon. I know a lot of people think he has. I think that's a misstatement of a mistake he made based on bad intel from the British. And people inside the government, including his daughter, pushing him to do something stupid. And I think that is not going to, I don't think it's going to be borne out that process will continue, will it?
Everything you laid out is the positive potential that exists.
Right.
Now, one other thing that has to be added to that is the reports that have come out again in the last week on the Chinese economy, that there is a solid foundation of their 7% growth rate. That they've restored this, they've gone back from the mid-6 range, back above 7%, and it's solid. This is reports from even anti-Chinese agencies, such as the Financial Times and the London Economist. So they're proving that you can do this, that you can have a reversal of poverty, that you can have an industrial policy that works. Now, imagine the potential of putting that together with an American system approach, which Trump himself has spoken about. I don't know if I've been on the program since this happened, but Trump gave these speeches in Louisville and Detroit and in Washington, where he spoke about Alexander Hamilton and the American system. And I hope that some of your listeners heard that, because outside of LaRouche, who the hell else talks about Hamilton and the American system? And Trump was quite eloquent on this in terms of protectionism, in terms of industrial policy, in terms of trade policy. So this is the national or the economic nationalism that he's picked up from wherever, but it corresponds exactly to what LaRouche has been talking about for 40 years. So that's where the positive hope comes from. We're seeing that. Let's hope he can avoid the traps that are being set by these British networks. And if he does, well, maybe we'll have some really good news in the months ahead.
Exactly. I think that the good news will be once Trump, by next year, builds the wall, opens up trade, solves North Korea, stabilizes Syria so the peace treaty can move forward, and deals with supporting Le Pen, who's probably going to win the election, so there's a reconstruction of Europe, so it becomes literally a set of sovereign states that form a new United States of Europe, which is what I see things happening. Once Le Pen does this, the momentum will be for Austria to put another candidate forward, for Italy to get a candidate, and you'll see Angela Merkel gone by next year. I think everything is moving in a positive fashion. I think that if we think positive about this, we can see Russia now working with America to get rid of the extreme elements of ISIS, which, by the way, we support because we think geopolitical chaos and balkanization is a good policy, and it's not. It's stupid. And people like
Bill,
McCain
one thing,
will be silenced.
Just quickly from Germany, before you write off Merkel completely, and I'm not saying she's any good, but Merkel is a survivor, and she's gradually shifting her position on some of these things, including on Russia, including on Ukraine, including the sanctions. It's not out publicly yet, but there are all kinds of feelers coming out from Germany to Russia, to Serbia, moves against the British. And again, I'm not praising Merkel. I'm just saying that she's been in office this long because she has a pretty good weather vane. And her language about Trump did not just change because of the bombing in Syria. There have been continued calls from Trump to Merkel. And when Trump talked about NATO, he didn't reverse himself on NATO. He's basically saying, now NATO is taking seriously the need to fight terrorism. So we'll see what happens. A lot of these things are in motion. They could be sabotaged. For example, if Al-Qaeda launches another chemical strike and the British convince Trump you got to go in again, that could be the end of the potential with Russia, because the Russians have been clear to the United States that they don't buy the intelligence at all that was presented. So there are some real monkey wrenches that can be thrown into the picture. But I don't think
there's any military move, though. This will force Trump to negotiate, because he's a pragmatist. And because the Russians aren't going to budge on this, and they're insisting on an on-the-ground evaluation, I think Trump doesn't have a second, third, or fourth move. He's going to renegotiate. That's why the back channel was open. That's why the American jet wasn't shot out of the air when it dropped bombs in Elnor last week. And by the way, the media totally ignored it, including BBC and even Fox News didn't want to talk about this attack on ISIS that killed a bunch of ISIS fighters in Syria, totally separate from the Sharat airbase. They don't want to talk about it because they don't want to say that maybe a back channel was open to Russia, because the media are kind of like in a confused state now. They will continue to have.
They're not confused at all, Bill. They're the enemy.
But they don't know how to present it to the public. They don't know how to present it to the public to make a consistent story, because they say, well, how can he be in the back pocket of Russians when he's fighting them? On the other hand, Tillerson went to visit Lavrov and Putin, and you guarantee they actually had a working relationship. It wasn't conflict and cursing and swearing. It was, let's be constructive here. Right?
Yeah. And I think the point is, just to come back to this point and to double down on it, the media is the enemy. The media gets its lead from the Daily Guardian of London, the Financial Times, the Economist. These are the publications of the City of London, the publications of MI6 and MI5. Just as the Washington Post is a leak sheet for the Brennan networks of the CIA. So this deep state operation isn't going to give up. They want war. They want the Russian state to fall apart. And they've been demonizing Putin. And fortunately, as we were talking about in the break before, Putin is calm, Putin isn't reacting, and as a result, we haven't had World War III.
On this point,
maybe Trump is having some learning experiences, but he's got to learn who his real friends are. And people like Gary Cohn from Goldman Sachs, and the people who are pushing him in the direction of Hillary Clinton are not his friends. They're not patriotic Americans. And hopefully he'll recognize that in time to avoid further traps.
Well, I think he is, actually. I think that one of the things that's very underestimated was Trump, is he can see through people in making deals better than anybody I know. And he's pragmatist. He's not a left or right person. He's a how-can-I-find-a-solutions person. And that's why he can change his positions. So I think that, you know, when we have McCain and even Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, you know, applauding his attack on the airbase, they were hoping he would become a full-fledged neocon. Or maybe you do something stupid enough that in midterm elections, if they take over the Congress and Senate, they can impeach him. So, no, I think that Trump is a lot more clever than that, and we don't give him full credit because he has Trumpism speech. We think he's stupid. He's not. I think he's not a neocon, and I think he's going to solve these issues in many areas.
Well, let's hope so. And
we are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today, it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. So you mentioned some comments about Le Pen. She's coming up, I think, the first round of her of the elections. It comes up this Sunday, I think. But there's several rounds for
because you have so many candidates, the first round is this Sunday, and if no one gets a majority, the two top vote-getters will face off in about a month. Now, what's happened, which is interesting, is that Fillon, who shocked everyone when he won the conservative primary and then was attacked mercilessly in the press, has reemerged as just behind Le Pen and Macron. Now, Macron, who's considered the front runner, is an old stooge for Hollande. He's a former leftist who's now trying to run as a Tony Blair type, and he's dropping. Le Pen dropped the ball a little bit in the first two debates by not being so clear on the euro. She previously had said France has to get out of the euro. When she did the debate, she didn't talk about a Frexit as a first step. And this was taken by many of her supporters as a pulling back. And so a couple of the other so-called right candidates or the anti-euro candidates went up in the polls. So as things stand now, there are three candidates at about 22%. Now, if Fillon wins the first round or gets into the second round, it'll be very interesting because he's the one they tried to pull a Trump against by doing these scandals about his wife being on a payroll and so on. But Fillon is the one who said, we've got to drop the sanctions and work with Russia. So this is, he was not so different, by the way, from Marine Le Pen on that.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be an interesting election. In Italy, they're probably going to have elections soon because the Italian banking system isn't going to survive. And what Draghi's trying to do is not going to work. So you have a situation in Italy where Italy could be the trigger for something to happen with the European banking system. So I think we'll see what happens in Europe, but this is all taking place before the German elections. And then people don't know this, but in elections in Bulgaria and Hungary and elsewhere, you have an anti-British, anti-Soros mood developing. The Hungarians are not only throwing Soros' non-governmental organizations out, they're shutting down Soros' university in Hungary. And, of course, the Soros people are saying this is anti-academic freedom. I think that's kind of interesting because just like the global warming crowd saying that Trump is being anti-academic freedom by turning against them, when in fact they excluded anyone who disagreed with them from the professional journals.
Right.
So, you know, the fight for truth is a never-ending fight. There's an old Yiddish proverb which says the truth never dies, but it lives a horrible life.
Yeah.
So we got to keep it alive.
Well, you could even add a little addendum to that. He said, the truth never dies, but it has to have resuscitation, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Next Friday we'll be back. Thank you, Harley. We'll be posting up all these links on the show. They're up there right now to these major articles at LaRouchePAC.com, LaRouchePUB.com. Back in a moment with hour number two, our Health and Wellness Hour, and hour three, Gary Richard Arnold, Major Geopolitical Truths. We're going to talk about tomorrow, Leo Lyon-Zagami from Rome, Josh Bernstein, who has the Josh Bernstein Show, AMAC representative, geopolitical analyst. We have to work so hard to try to make sure you get the best possible lineup of truth tellers. The information that you have at LaRouche is vital for the survival of planet Earth, and I think Trump is on track. He's not going to become a neocon.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.